I'm going to call this meeting to order. The regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Orange County Water District today is Wednesday, August 20th. As always, we're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm going to ask Mayor Pro Tem Meeks to lead us in tonight's Pledge of Allegiance. Great. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Roll call, Director Amezcua.
Present.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green. Director Jung. Director Meeks. Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Tran.
Here.
Director Wigand.
Here.
Director Yeo. You do have a quorum with eight directors present.
Great. Mr. Acting General Manager, are there any items received too late to be agenda?
There are none.
Now's the time for visitor participation. Would anyone like to address the board on any items that are not on the agenda but within our jurisdiction? No one here in the chamber? Is there anyone online? Seeing none, that brings us to the consent calendar, which consists of items 1 through 26. Would any directors like to pull any of these items for separate discussion? I would like to pull number 26.
I'll make a motion for the remainder.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, if you'll call the roll.
Roll call, Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigand?
Yes.
That motion carries with eight yes votes, with Directors Jung and Yeo absent.
Great. This is actually a good news item. Number 26 is the actuarial evaluation of our retiree medical insurance benefit plan. Some 30 years ago, the Water District began offering retiree health care benefits to our employees, but they had no plan on how to pay for it. And about 20 years ago, I rose kind of a stink about it, and we went and hired an actuary and defined what our liability was. And subsequent to that, we started putting money into a sinking fund that Mr. Fick is managing. And I'm happy to tell you that we are now over 100% funded with over $30 million. In our retiree medical fund. And this is a promise that we made to our employees. And I just wanted to thank Mr. Fick for his great stewardship of these funds and congratulate the board for keeping the promise to our employees that they and their surviving spouses will have medical care. And with that, I'll move the item.
I'll second.
Great. We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, if you'll call the roll.
Roll call, Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigand? Okay, that motion carries with eight yes votes, with Directors Jung and Yeo absent.
Great. And Director Jung's actually on the way. He texted me about 10 minutes ago, so he'll... be running in here. That brings us to item number 27, which is the monthly cash disbursements report, which is an informational item.
Yeah, the information is contained in the packet.
Great. Okay, all the warrants and everything. Thank you very much. That brings us to item 28, which is an update on the SOPA meeting. SOPA did meet yesterday. Myself and Director Jung did participate. And the big announcement, two things happened at that meeting. The board voted to move forward with the next phase of Arundo removal. They are going to be using glyphosate, aka Roundup. And as a result, I voted no, but I was outvoted 4-1. But I think I've made some headway in trying to get them to maybe change their method. They did do a comprehensive report, though, and they've examined other treatment and removal methods, and I'm hopeful that they move in that direction. The other big announcement that was made at a closed session was that Karen Williams was appointed as the permanent general manager as opposed to the acting general manager. That was sort of a big deal. And that is my SOPA report. That brings us to item 29, which is the water resources summary.
Information is contained in the packet unless any board members have questions.
I see Director Omeskwa's hand is up, but I'm not sure if she has a question.
No, I just have a statement, Mr. Chair. I was in the SOPA meeting as well. I just want to clarify that. Thank you.
Oh, great. Great. And that brings us to item number 30, which is committee reports. The first committee is the Communications and Legislative Committee. Yes, Director Wygan was chairing that this time.
Yes, that information is found on the first part of item 30 in the back of the packet.
And then water issues, Director Green.
It's contained in the packet.
And then we have Admin Finance, which is Director Yeo. Director Yeo is not with us this evening.
Chaired.
Oh, yes, that's true, you did.
Contained in the...
Well, fantastic. Are there any reports on committees, conferences, or meetings attended at district expense at which a quorum of the board was present? Hearing none. That brings us to verbal reports, president's reports. I have nothing to report. General manager's report.
Yeah, I just have a few quick items, please. So next week on August 27th, the OCWD is going to be hosting the Orange County Grand Jury, and it'll include a tour of the OCWD facilities and roughly last from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It'll also include a tour of the lab, the groundwater replenishment system itself, our recharge facilities, as well as Yorba Linda Water District's PFAS treatment plant. And John and the members of the executive staff are going to lead most portions of the tours, and President Bilodeau is due to be in attendance to do the welcoming remarks and provide the jury with opening remarks on OCWD. And then the second item is just 2 days ago on Monday the 18th, we had a visit from Joel Metzger, who's the Deputy Director of Statewide Water Resources Planning and Enterprise Project Management for DWR. He visited OCWD, and he received a briefing from myself and Lisa Haney on all of the district's different operations, as well as a tour of GWRS. He expressed a strong interest in supporting FIRO, and he was impressed with the overall GWRS and groundwater recharge operations, our regional partnerships, and the fact that we are able to operate and manage an unadjudicated basin, which he found very interesting and was very complimentary of all the different programs at OCWD. And he's in Southern California on a pretty large junket. He was going to IRWD, almost all of our SOPA member agencies, City of San Diego, and then wrapping up the week at the Urban Water Institute conference this week in San Diego, where his boss will be giving a presentation. So we just want to let you know about that. I know some of you were interested. And then one last item here, the Orange County Water Summit, as most of you know, is going to be on September 5th at the West and South Coast Plaza from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And there'll be a reserve table for the OCWD directors and staff, and we can direct you to those tables at the event. But if you have any questions between now and the event, please feel free to call or contact Gina Ayala or Crystal Nettles in our Public Affairs Department, and we can address anything you might have. And then finally, General Manager Kennedy will be back on Monday. And that's it.
Thank you. Any questions?
You, if I may. The grand jury visit, is it an annual event, or is there a specific?
Yes, it's an annual event. It's typically part of their calendar of places they visit, and take a look at water infrastructure in general is a big component of the grand jury's cause. No, so we just want to make them aware of the Orange County Groundwater Basin, our operations, and its part in providing water through, you know, a large portion of North and Central Orange County.
Great, thank you. Now's the time for director's reports. And the directors like to give a report. Oh, disappointed. Okay, then that brings us to the general counsel's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just say in just an observation on the unadjudicated, I've always thought of the Orange County Groundwater Basin as legislatively adjudicated through the Orange County Water District Act. But anyway, with that, we have one closed session. Conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6 with OCWD's designated representative, Stephanie Dozier, and the employee organization, the OCEA. Recommend, Mr. President, recess to closed session.
Great. We'll recess to close.
Okay, we've returned from closed session on the one closed session item on the agenda for a conference with labor negotiators, and there are no reportable items.
This meeting is adjourned.